Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Taking a look at some very, very weak numbers. 61% support back in January is at 37 now, which is obviously a huge drop.
I fall to pieces.
Take a look at what I inherited when I came into office.
Remain in Mexico program, the safe third country agreements, the border wall, and deportation.
Do you miss me yet?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We don't use the term illegal immigrants. We use the term non-citizen. So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
He wants to shut down the protection grid, Peter.
You shut that thing down, and we are not going to be held responsible for whatever happened.
No, we won't be.
Shut it off. Responsible.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242 evoked memories of a terrible time when indigenous people were used against blacks. That's what pretty much what Kamala Harris said today. She didn't know what she was saying either. I don't know what the hell she was saying. Nobody does. But that's what she said. She was reading from a notebook too. That's the thing. When she was in the green room there at the View. But someone says, 603 says, those images evoked memories for me of the 6th at Belmont. I had 5 to win on Haitian Joe. 917 says, I was at the barber shop and the barber was using a thick leather strap to sharpen the razor. That brought me back to the slave days. Yeah. What happens when you whip cream? And Steny Hoyer is the House Majority Whip. Is whip going to be the next proscribed word by the woke police? You can't use the word whip because it triggers people. 844-500-4242. We got so much to get to. We're going to take a lot of calls here in this hour. And
in fact, back in 2006, I set that hope out where I said that by 2020, when I was vice president.
This was this afternoon. He said by 2020, when I was vice president. Shortly, he was with 4 world leaders, including the Indian leader, and shortly thereafter his video and audio feed was shut off by his caregivers at the nursing home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But before we go back to the phone lines, and again, I know a lot of people want to talk about this, and we'll take a lot of calls. I want to play one more cut. This is it's tough to get all the Joe Biden cuts sometimes. You know, even when you're listening as closely as you think you can, you miss one. And you have to go on the social media to find other people who, that's why you need a lot of ears listening. It's like listening to FBI bugs of mafia headquarters or whatever headquarters criminals hang out. You gotta have a lot of people listening because you catch things that some people might miss. He's talking about who he wants to tax here. You gotta listen to this. We have it ready to go. Let's listen. See if you can see.
And I said from the outset, I said, I'm running to change the dynamic of how the economy grows. I'm tired of trickle down. The trillionaires and billionaires are doing very, very well. You all know it. You've all reported it.
The trillionaires are doing very, very well. Yes, they are. The trillionaires. How about the gazillionaires? What will be the top marginal rate, Mr. President, for the gazillionaires? And how about the bazillionaires? How much are they going to pay? How much money does a bazillionaire need? Good Lord. Trillionaires. 844-500-4242. You know, this is a good point, too, from 207. I find it interesting that the president, vice president, secretary of Homeland Security all say that the issue at the border is under investigation, but they're already convicted. You know, that's a good point. Yeah, if those three, Mayorkas, Harris, and Biden, were in a jury pool, the defense lawyer would say, "Have you made a decision as to the guilt or innocence of the defendants in this case?" And they would have to say yes. And you know what?
First of all, the images, as I expressed earlier, the images horrified us in terms of what they suggest and what they conjure up in terms of not only our nation's history, but unfortunately the fact that that page of history has not been turned entirely. And that means that there is much work to do, and we are very focused on doing it. But I will not prejudge the facts.
Your Honor, I move to dismiss Mr. Mayorkas from the jury pool. He's prejudiced against my clients, rather obviously, isn't it? Please don't make me use a preemptory challenge. I shouldn't have to use a preemptory challenge. He's just so obviously prejudiced against my clients. Judge and jury walk out hand in hand, as the Rolling Stones used to sing.
Oh, so we do have audio of Joe Biden asking for help today. He could not operate his phone. So he asked somebody to come over, and he says, "I can't get this thing to function at all.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I can't get this to function at all."
It's very, very soft.
I can't get this to function at all. We'll work on it.
I'm going to send this to Matt so he can boost the audio. But can somebody get can Joe get him a jitterbug here?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. I know this is very serious business. The United States of America is sliding off the cliff. But, you know, I mean, you can't just bemoan our fate all the time. You have to look on the macabre side of it all. Jean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jean.
Howie, I just wanted to know if you'd heard that two Afghanis have already been arrested,
yes,
and indicted on charges of sexual assault.
In Wisconsin. Yes, I read about that yesterday. One is 32, one is 20. One was accused of having sex with an underage minor, and the other one was accused of trying to choke his wife. Yes.
His wife, yeah. They're just charming people. But no, with regard to the southern border, it's just a mess. And so help me, why do we need to get a vaccine again?
I don't know. I don't plan to get one, Gene, unless it's forced on me to get on an airplane. Do you? Do you plan to get another one?
No, but I'm of the age that they're talking about. Well,
right.
Maybe I'm not.
So am I. Well, so am I.
I do have a pre-existing, I have a pre-existing condition too, but you know what? If the glioblastoma didn't kill me, then I dare the COVID to. Anyway, I just, you know, it didn't take long for them to show their real.
No, it size. Didn't. It didn't. And if you want to find that story, it was in Howie's homework yesterday. Every day around noon, I post at HowieCarrShow.com Howie's homework, and it's all the stories we'll be talking about that day, or some of them anyway, and some of them are just good reading that we don't get around to. But that was on Howie's homework yesterday. It's in the Wisconsin State Journal, and it's about the first Afghans arrested and charged with sex offenses. That didn't take long. They were probably committing sexual crimes in Kabul just a month ago, and now they're in Wisconsin, the cheese state, and they're doing the same damn thing. And again, it's not getting a lot of play, is it? Where have you read that anywhere other than Howie's homework? Picked up from the Wisconsin State Journal. You haven't read it in the New York Times, I dare say. By the way, another story you're not reading is about Biden owing $500,000 in taxes, apparently. He set up these S corporations like a lot of people do. And this was actually in the Wall Street Journal during the campaign, about how he was, you know, he always talks about the fair share. Everybody has to pay their fair share. But so what he's doing is he's using it rather than he has all this money coming in from all these, rackets that he's running, whether it's being a professor at the Penn or writing a quote unquote book or making speeches or directorships and all this. And so instead of claiming it as income and having to pay, that 39% or 37%, whatever it was under Trump, he was claiming it as dividends, and yet he had to pay at a much lower rate. And he didn't. And the important thing was he didn't have to pay Medicare or Social Security taxes on it. So according to a congressional study, a liberal group and a congressional group have both said that he probably owes about $500,000 for his income tax. So he's not, in other words, he wants you to pay for all these welfare programs for illegal aliens, but he doesn't want to pay his fair share. 844-500-4242. We had a VIP come in last week and ask us about the Eden Pure thunderstorms. He said he'd been thinking about ordering the 3-pack for months. So he finally ordered not one, but 2 3-packs. Grace had someone she knows ordered 5 3-packs, 15, because he has several apartments. He wanted to put them on all the floors of all the places he owned. And this guy that was the VIP plans to put him in his office and at his house. This is the last week of the 3-pack, and this really is the last week because I just cut the spot for the new deal that they're going to be offering next week, and it's not the 3-pack. Don't hesitate. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack, but only through this weekend. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200.
Even Toby, who was filling in for Grace earlier today, was walking out of the office, and he said, wow, this place smells really clean. I'm going to have to get me one of those thunderstorms. Get three of them, Toby.
There you go. Everybody who comes into the studio loves the things, whether they're the VIPs or Dr. Matt or Toby from Cape Gunworks. You could with the 3-pack, you get one for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the thunderstorm air purifier. People still ask me if it really works, but not after they've come into the studio and seen how it works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. But you're running out of time to get the 3-pack deal. There'll be a new deal next week, but not the 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. The Howie Carr Show.
I can't get this to function at all. Maybe that's the reason.
What was the last thing he said? I can't get this to function at all. And then it just kind of a mumble. Even when we tried to amplify it, it still didn't come through. I think he may have said double chocolate chip cone.
I can't get this to function at all.
Oh, when are we going to get the trillionaires to pay their fair share so I don't have to pay?
Sounds like he said, figured that's the reason, then it cuts out.
And that's the end. And then
maybe that's the reason.
The lid came down for the weekend. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack through this Sunday. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you want to get a booster shot?
No, I do not.
88% say no.
Okay. Now, remember, there's a famous line. There are a lot of famous lines from Yogi Berra, the great Yankee catcher and then manager. And one of his famous lines was, someone asked him about a certain restaurant, and he said, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. Joe Biden had one of those Yogi Berra moments today. Cut 17.
Every element of my economic plan is overwhelmingly popular. Overwhelmingly popular. But the problem is, with everything happening, not everybody knows what's in that plan.
Well, if it's very popular, then they must know what's in the plan. What's with this but? But they don't know what's in it. I guess they just trust Joe because he's middle-class Joe. You know, he only wants to tax the trillionaires. Cut 25.
Mr. President, thank you. You came into office on a message of competence and unity. We've witnessed what's happened in the country over the course of the last several months. We've seen the chaotic troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, the threat of a government shut down right now, and Democrats, members of your own party, are still divided over your agenda going forward. So what do you say to Americans who say that you have not delivered on that promise?
Remember, I said it's going to take me a year to deliver everything I'm looking at here. That's number one. Number two, take a look at what I inherited when I came into office. When I came into office, the state of affairs and where we were. We had 4 million people vaccinated. We had no plan. I could go down the list.
Cut 25. That's the one I was looking for, not 15.
Are you for something that deals with allowing us to provide for monies to states so that they can, in fact, deal with things like what happened in states where the major utility lines come down? What do you do to build those back better, to prevent that from happening?
Prevent that from happening. Okay. Cut 26.
I mean, what's going to happen if we have another one of those floods and it, you know, blows through here like it did in Queens? What's going to happen? What are we going to do?
First, the floods were overflown bridges. Now the floods are blowing in. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Good afternoon, Howie. Before I get to my question, I just want to tell you this. You're a beacon of truth in a sea of lies, brother. Your plans are predominantly 13 blue colonies, and you're isolated and outnumbered. You're like an itch that the Democrats just can't scratch, brother. You have something else.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate you saying that. Go ahead.
You are. I listened to your ads, and they're hysterical. But I was going to, before I get to my question, what's the possibility of having a Joe Biden sound alike that you could actually have an interview with him in the studio? But that's something else. Anyways, why do you think that Emperor Biden is silencing and suppressing the press? Is it because of the questions and especially the answers? They're too damaging to his psyche and his credibility?
Most of this is self-silencing, self-censorship. I mean, there's basically one reporter in the White House press corps. Wouldn't you agree?
Correct.
I mean, so if there's one guy, you just have to ignore him. So today he actually takes questions. And what is it? His first question goes to ABC, quote unquote, news, where Chris Cuomo was grabbing the rear end of his producer, where the producer for George Steffi Stephanopoulos apparently was a serial sexual predator. At least that's what the civil lawsuit is. And they're the ones who killed all the specials about the Kennedys and Marilyn Monroe back in the day. So, I mean, these are the people he's going to go to. You think he's ever going to give a question to the only reporter who's there, who was Peter Ducey?
ABC, Rachel Scott.
Yeah, there you go. Right. ABC. And ABC, by the way, is they had the first story on the attempted hijacking of the JetBlue flight out of Boston to San Juan on Wednesday night, and they didn't identify either the name, the Arabic name of the would-be hijacker, or the fact that he was shouting in Arabic and mentioning the word Allah as he tried to get into the cockpit. They're all on the same team, Jay. That's the thing. I mean, the press is supposed to be the watchdog, not the lapdog. But that's what it is for the Democrat Party. They're not reporting about Biden's $500,000 in back taxes either. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And although we never admitted it jokingly, that I found out that there was a Captain George Biden who was a captain in the East Indian Tea Company.
Aur mazak mein maine kaha ki ha ek George Biden the jo ki Indian Tea Company mein captain the.
That's hard for an Irishman to admit.
Ye thoda mushkil hota hai kisi bhi Irish mool ke vyakti ke liye manna.
I shouldn't be so casual with you all, but I hope you understand the humor here. But and the end result was that he apparently stayed and married an Indian woman. And I've never been able to track it down. So the whole purpose of this meeting is for him to help me figure out.
All we know is that he later moved to Delaware and opened a 7-Eleven, and he had a slight Indian accent, which, as you know, you have to have to even go into a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin', in Delaware. You see, he said that in the past. That was very weird. If I were Joe Biden, I guess, you know, he's not reading the actual indictment of Michael Sussman, but there's a guy in there named Tea Leaf. Obviously, it's a pseudonym. And he's one of the people that's one of the so-called researchers who's working on trying to concoct this this fantasy story about Donald Trump communicating secretly with the Russians through a Alpha Bank, ALFA. And it's Tea Leaf is the one who's putting this fantasy together, and eventually they all drop out because they say, we can't even stand this up with members of the media. It's so preposterous. And we know how stupid the reporters are and how gullible they are and how much they want to prove Donald Trump is a bad man and he's a Russian puppet. But they tried to get the Tea Leaf, I guess, ran away when the congressional committees tried to subpoena him in 2017 to testify.
Well, he could see it coming. Read the tea leaves, so to say.
Very good. Very good. 844-500-4242. Yeah, I don't even know what any of that meant. As if Irish people weren't in service of the English crown. I mean, you know, in many cases, they didn't have any options. You know, it wasn't like, the economy was humming when they converted the entire country basically into a one-crop agriculture, and the crop being the potato, and then the potato blight happened, and it was a tough time. You took your jobs where you could. Joe doesn't know too much about history, among many other subjects, disciplines. All right. Anyway, I want to mention this Chris Cuomo thing today. And, you know, we knew this was coming about a month or two ago. I heard from somebody that that Fox had this story and they decided to hold off on it. And I was scratching my head wondering why. And I didn't know the details of it, but just that they had him cold on something. And somebody at Fox said they didn't want to hurt his kids and all this. And again, as Toby was saying, you know, was filling in for Grace today, they would certainly do it to Tucker or to Sean or Laura or anybody else if they had it on them. But so finally, I guess the woman who had it got tired of pussyfooting around with Fox and waiting for them to break the story. So she went to the New York Times, and the New York Times ran it today. And they put a kind of a nice headline on it. She doesn't want him to lose his job. And this is a teachable moment, as Barack Obama and the Democrats would say right before they say, this is not who we are. And this is not sustainable. And this is common sense gun control. It's one of their cliches, a teachable moment. A veteran television journalist has accused CNN's Chris Cuomo, Fredo, of once sexually harassing her when they worked together at ABC News, and she feels the Cuomo prime time. It's going to be renamed, by the way, Cuomo primate time for his actions, or more like that of a primate than of a human being. Namesake needs to journalistically repent for his behavior. In an op-ed for the New York Times, former executive producer Shelley Ross outlined an incident where Cuomo, who came under fire this year for giving private advice to his pervert brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, during his sexual harassment scandal, squeezed the cheek of her buttocks without her permission in 2005. She also produced an email where Chris Cuomo appears to admit the incident and apologize for his behavior. This is what she wrote. At the time, I was executive producer of an ABC entertainment special, but I was Mr. Cuomo's executive producer at Primetime Live just before that. I was at a party with my husband. I mean, he did this at a... What does he think he is? Jack Kennedy? President Jack Kennedy going after David Niven's wife on the yacht on his birthday in 1963? He gave her the clap, by the way. I was at the party with my husband, who sat behind me on an ottoman sipping his Diet Coke as I spoke with work friends. When Mr. Cuomo entered the Upper West Side bar, he walked toward me and greeted me with a strong bear hug while lowering one hand to firmly grab and squeeze the cheek of my buttock. So his older brother liked to reach under the bra of his assistants and squeeze. Chris worked a little lower, and he didn't go after his underlings. He went after people he worked for, sort of. Ross said Cuomo later told her, I can do this, then told her, I can do this now that you're no longer my boss. And he did it with a kind of cocky arrogance. Ross said she told him, Fredo, he couldn't do that, pushed him off, and revealed her husband was right behind her. And they quickly left the party, which was celebrating an ABC colleague's departure. Ross printed a copy of an email from Cuomo the same evening where he said he was ashamed of his behavior and even noted that actor Christian Slater had been arrested for similar conduct. Cuomo, who was 34 at the time of the alleged incident, asked Ross to pass along an apology to her, quote, very good and noble husband, and also, I apologize to you as well for even putting you in such a position. Mr. Cuomo, this is what she said. Mr. Cuomo may say this is a sincere apology. I have always seen it as an attempt to provide himself with legal and moral coverage to evade accountability. She said that she read about the fact that he was helping his brother Andrew try to get out from under this. And then she also saw a photo of him wearing a Truth t-shirt shortly after his brother's exit from office. And then Ross said she decided to step out and tell about this incident. For me, his statement of profound concern about sexual harassment and his Truth t-shirt were provocations in this era of personal accountabilities. In a statement to the Times, Cuomo reiterated his apology, and while noting their interaction was not sexual in nature. I thought about making this the poll question. When you grab, if you're a man and you grab a female coworker's buttocks, is that sexual in nature or is that not sexual in nature? Generally speaking.
Sexual.
I would vote sexual, too. I decided, though, it would be 99 to 1. It might even be 100 to nothing.
Strange, though. Two brothers raised in the same household. One grew up to be a breast man. The other
grew up to be a rear end man.
Rear end man.
Yeah, exactly. It's that's the way it is, though. You know, some families, you know, one brother has brown eyes. The other brother has blue eyes, right? That's the way it goes. One has black hair. One has brown hair.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says, like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
What did Mo Green say about Fredo Corleone? He said he was always grabbing cocktail waitresses. this Fredo was grabbing producers. As Shelley acknowledges, Fredo's response. As Shelley acknowledges, our interaction was not sexual in nature. It wasn't sexual for her. It was an assault. What were you trying to do? It happened 16 years ago in a public setting when she was a top executive at ABC. Yeah, that's how outrageous you were. You should be charged with impersonating a Kennedy or a Bill Clinton. I'm not asking, this is what she says, she continues, I'm not asking for Mr. Cuomo to become the next casualty in this continuing terrible story. I hope he stays at CNN forever if he chooses. I would, however, like to see him journalistically repent. I don't know what that means, journalistically repent. This is what she says it means. Agree on the air to study the impact of sexism, harassment, and gender bias in the workplace, including his own, and then report on it. Shelley Ross, you're in the TV biz. His ratings are low enough as they are. They're lower than whale excrement. How low are they going to be? They're going to be below the Boom Network if you make him do this. He could host a series of live town hall meetings with documentary footage produced by women with expert consultants. Call it the continuing education of Chris Cuomo and make this a watershed moment instead of another stain. He is a stain on the career.
He was banging cocktail waitresses two at a time. Players couldn't get a drink at the table. What's wrong with you?
Which Fredo was Mo Green talking about? Our old friend Bobo Petriconi from the Winter Hill Gang. Call it the continuing education of Fredo and make this a watershed moment instead of another stain on the career of one more powerful male anchor. Dean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey, Howie. Long time, first time.
Thank you.
Hey, the visual of the guys on the horses at the border could have been avoided with one simple thing.
What's that?
A wall.
Yes. Well, another way it could have been avoided? If the Haitians had decided to follow immigration law. How about that?
Oh, yeah, but I think a wall would be way better. That'd stop a lot of it. A lot of visuals.
Thanks for the call, Dean. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Green. Greg, of course it would have been. There are a lot of ways this could have been avoided. But the thing is, what was wrong? I mean, they're enforcing the laws of the United States of America. These are laws passed by Democrat Congresses and signed into law predominantly in the 50, 60 years ago by Democrat presidents. What's the problem here? If you don't like the law, if you want an open border, why don't you put up some legislation and let's see how many votes it would get in the House and the Senate. Let's see if even Dementia Joe would sign it. Maybe you could invite in some trillionaires to watch the signing. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Howie, longtime listener. Just a quick story. The other day you were talking about horses in Boston and
yes.
Good PR and whatnot. And I'm up here in Maine. Portland used to have them too, and I thought it was good PR. Well, my kids were growing up, and I have horses, but I was visiting Washington, D.C. back in 2009, and we got out of the Washington Monument, and we noticed that, I guess I call that the back of the White House, so we walked toward the back of the White House, and we noticed they were setting up for some kind of a rally or a protest or something. They had the barricade defenses up and speakers and things, but no protesters there yet. And so, like I say, I have horses. We love meeting horses. So we saw the, I don't know if it's Capitol Police who had them or not, but there's a van and there was a horse trailer behind. So my wife and I are walking around. We're going to go pat the pretty horses. We got around the corner. These horses were dressed in full riot gear and the scariest headgear I'd ever seen.
So, I mean, like a medieval jousting tournament, probably, right?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever get to see a picture of what the White House riot horses police look like, it's a scary stuff.
I think, you know, even the dirtiest hippie at the most unruly rally on the Boston Common or in front of the JFK Federal Building in Boston had to think twice when he saw a line of police horses. And I think that's one of the reasons why they used them. I mean, it's a deterrent to think about being charged by a horse, you know? I don't, and now it's going to be a trend in these blue areas or when the federal government is controlled by, they're going to start doing away with horses. So what are they going to use to maintain order? Thanks for the call, Greg. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At Remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both at the studio and at home. I just asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when I fly down in October. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For 1 more week, save $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code HOWIE10. That's code word HOWIE10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr has ditched the big tech overlords and taken his show to Rumble. Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
I'll be getting my booster shot. It's hard to acknowledge I'm over 65, but I'll be getting my booster shot. It's a bear, isn't it? I tell you, acknowledge. Anyway, but all kidding aside, I'll be getting my booster shot. I'm not sure exactly when I'm going to do it, as soon as I can get it done.
As soon as they tell me, I'm going to get it. This weekend, I'll be spending in my iron lung in Delaware.
God. No, you're over 65, Joe. Who would have ever suspected that? 844-500-4242. People are perplexed on the text line by Fredo Cuomo saying that it was non-sexual to grab his producer by her rear end. Someone needs to explain the rules to me, says 781, so I know when I can, what I can grab and when. And then another 781 explains it to him. He's Italian. That's what they do. Remember when his big brother used that excuse? Hey, forget about it. I'm Italian, capisce? So you're not supposed to do anything. By the way, this story breaks, ironically enough, the same day that Disney says they're not going to have an independent probe of yet another sexual harassment case at ABC News, which is the guy named Michael Korn. He's the senior executive producer of George Steffi Stephanopoulos' show. And the new president of ABC News, who was supposed to clean up all this mess of sexual harassment, she was brought in, a black woman. She announced that there was going to be an independent investigation into the matter of the civil lawsuits against Michael Korn for harassing some of his women who worked for him. And now it's been announced, though, that Walt Disney Company, the parent company of ABC, has announced there won't be an independent investigation. I guess that means that there won't be an independent investigation of Fredo Cuomo either. 404, why is no one talking about how important these Border Patrol agents on horseback are? Because they can get through the thick brush and save immigrants who hide from the cartel. These illegals are often found dehydrated, hungry, all scratched up, and the Border Patrol on horseback saved thousands of lives. To disparage the hard work and reputation of these long-established cowboys is really a shame. Our president is a POS for shaming them during his news conference. And don't forget that Kamala Harris and the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security also did it today, too. It seemed they were all reading from the same script. And it's the same script they always use. Operation Change the Subject. Operation Wag the Dog. I'm Howie Carr.